From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. An explosion during Friday morning's rush hour on the London Underground rail system sent hundreds of people scrambling for safety. Sally Faulding was there.
I just suddenly saw people running up the carriage, and it just wasn't one or two. It was a whole surge of people moving up the carriage. And as we were pulling into the station, and then we stopped, the doors open, so I ran as well.
At least 22 people were injured in the attack, many by burns. One passenger on the train said there was a massive flash of flames reaching to the top of the train, followed by the smell of chemicals. London police say an improvised explosive device was the source of the fire. Mark Rowley is police counter-terror chief.
As you have seen, the reports of 18 injuries, and I understand most of those to be flash burns. The scene currently remains cordoned off, and the investigation continues.
In response to the attack, British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson has appealed for calm.
It really is important not to speculate at the moment. I think, obviously, everybody should keep calm and go about their lives in the normal way, as normal as they possibly can.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to chair a government emergency meeting soon. The United Nations Security Council will meet later today in response to North Korea's latest missile launch on Friday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has called for new sanctions to be firmly imposed in response to this latest North Korean missile test that violated Japanese airspace. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called the launch another reckless breach of UN resolutions. The launch has been widely condemned by the Japanese, South Korean, and Chinese governments. This is VOA.